Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I'm Joe.
Hey, and I'm Scott.
I'm the MC today.
You're taking control.
I'm taking control. Anyways, so we are doing before and after reviews today. And Scotty has a little bit of a voice problem because he's been under the weather for a bit. So I'm taking the helm and I hope I do a good job. So tonight, our before and after reviews.
What is before and after reviews?
Oh, okay. So before and after is when we go see a new movie in the theater and we give our thoughts before and after.
Spoiler free.
Spoiler free.
Maybe.
Maybe. So tonight's movie, our big screen experience, is Wicked. And might I say part one, because we just literally 14 seconds ago realized that this is in two parts.
Didn't like that, and I'm very, very worried about it. Go ahead.
Same. Also, the runtime is 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is way past this old bitch's bedtime.
Insane. Insane.
So we have that. Wicked was directed by John Chu.
Yeah.
And it stars Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba and Ariana Grande as Glinda. And also we have others, you know, Jeff Goldblum we know. And
he's the director of Crazy Rich Asians, I believe. Whatever happened to the sequel for that?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Weren't we going to get more?
I thought we were.
I know, it was a popular film and never got another movie, which is odd.
Yeah, I don't know. We got some all-stars in this movie, though. We really do. We have... Michelle Yeoh, we've got Peter Dinklage, we've got Kristen Chenoweth in this. I already said Jeff Goldblum. So we got a big cast here.
Yeah.
Big cast. And I'm excited to see it because I think that the production of this is going to be absolutely gorgeous to look at. It's going to be like eye candy.
I'm hoping, yeah. I mean, that's the thing these days, right? The CG never really holds up.
Right,
especially when they overdo it and it's not practical, which is what Wizard of Oz was known for.
Right.
And you would think they would do some of that replication here to make you feel like you're in that world.
Yeah.
But I know this is like a reset, reboot. This is the musical after all.
True. And Ariana Grande, I'm sure she's going to do a beautiful job with the singing because we know that she has a beautiful voice. Now, I don't know much about... the actress playing Elphaba.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard her sing, or I don't know, you know, anything else that she's been in.
Yeah.
But I know that she's just absolutely beautiful. She's a British actress.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And the trailer kind of, at first, when I first saw this trailer and I saw Ariana Grande, I was a little taken aback by her appearance. I wasn't expecting the way that they made her look. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was a little weird, right?
It was a little off-putting. You know, she was super duper like blonde and her skin looked paler than usual. And it was just a little weird. But as I kept seeing her in the trailer, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, she's just so cute. And I got more excited every time I saw the trailer. So... I think that going in, I think this is going to be a fun movie. Although I did hear one bad thing about it.
I haven't heard anything.
There's one bad review. I did not read the whole thing, but there was one bad review. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't go by that crap anyway. I just make up my own mind. So what do you think that you're... What are your expectations here?
I guess it would be... a miss of not to mention the little elephant in the room with, which is the dramatics off, like off screen, you know, the behind the scenes interviews and stuff like that, where I think that what worries me a lot is that this has become a norm where if you don't like a thing, it's because of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of called a label if you don't like a thing that everybody's supposed to like.
Right.
And that worries me a little bit, but especially with the way that the lead actress in this movie has handled some of the fans making posters and stuff like that, which was clearly nothing but a homage to the original musical.
Right.
And I found that kind of disgusting, but look, she has a viewpoint and I get it. And I was worried to even make a little picture for our episode.
Mm-hmm.
To have the poster, because I was afraid to, you know, cut off a little part and just be like, you know, put into that box. Because I was like, oh, I covered up a leg.
I mean, you know, no one's downplaying her as an actress or a human or a beautiful soul. I don't understand why she got so upset over that.
And the way that she got upset makes me worried that if I don't like this movie, I might be labeled in some kind of way of being bad. And I hate that. It happened with Wonder Woman. It happened with Black Panther. We saw these movies and, you know, finding those movies okay, but people saying, no, they're perfect. And I just don't understand that. So I'm a little worried about that and how people will handle that. And if it will kind of make a bias in the review community. And I think that's kind of something that really worries me. In general, for movie watching going forward.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced seeing a celebrity kind of attack fans before like that. So it's kind of an odd thing to me. But that being said, that's my only worry. But I'm always going to be full on telling you how it is.
Right, true. And, you know, there's going to be debate about this no matter what, because there's going to be a group of people who don't like it and there's going to be a group of people who are on that hill.
And I think there is that separate group that will hate this movie only because of the way that she reacted online. And I think there will be a backlash, which unfortunately happens with everything. When we get to the Superman release with James Gunn, people are going to hate it just because.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me disgusted. I hate that. I hate anybody who knocks a movie before they even see it, or hates a movie just because of something political that you don't agree with.
Right.
We should be able to say what we feel.
Right.
And I think that's really important. I just wanted to get that out of the way. But that being said, this is one of those movies that when I saw the trailer, I thought to myself, it looks way better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
And I was a little with you, like, wow, they look, you know, she, especially Ariana Grande, they look a little weird in this. And things look a little strange. And then we watched more trailers, and I think there was longer trailers released.
Yeah.
And I started going, I kind of think this looks fun. Like, these characters look like they have good chemistry, and the actors have good chemistry. And I'm kind of excited to see that. Yeah.
Her and Cynthia Erivo,
mm-hmm.
They seem to have really good friendship there. But I won't lie. I mean, I said it. I really do. When I first saw the trailer for this, it was off-putting seeing Ariana Grande like that. I actually had to ask you, is that her? Because she literally looked almost gray. Like, they put the makeup on her. And we know her. She's over, you know, in the tanning bed. And she's
albino. She looked very albino to me.
Yes. But the coloring that they gave her was just, it kind of stunned me when I first saw it.
I have to agree.
I was like, oh my goodness. Like, wow. But I did get used to it as I kept watching the trailer and I saw the trailer a lot. But I mean, it's hard for her not to be cute. She just has those big eyeballs and she's just cute. You know, she comes off that way. So I think that, you know, after I got over the initial shock of how they made her look, I was like, okay, she's cute. You know, I'm moving on from that. But
I would say another thing I wanted to ask you too is this: we've never seen the Broadway play that this is based on.
No.
So I guess my question is, can you separate the movie, which I think we both agree with, we think is a classic?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you separate the two? Is it going to be easy for you, or do you feel like you're constantly going to go and think back to the original and say, how does this fit in?
Well, I believe that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't really know like, I've never seen the play or anything, but this is supposed to be the prequel of Glinda meeting Elphaba, the witch. Isn't she the Wicked Witch of the West?
I think so. I don't know myself.
I don't know. So I feel like that's their meeting, which we never got to see in The Wizard of Oz. They just kind of knew who each other were.
But they also, like, suggest that she has a sister.
Yes,
and
true.
She dies in the opening of the movie.
Well, if this is the Wicked, that was a Wicked Witch of the East. Mm-hmm. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's supposed to be the worst of the two. So, I don't know. I really just, I'd have to see the story, but I'm very baffled of how they made this 2 hours of 40 minutes, and then they're breaking it in two films.
This is this is funny, and I know this musical has been around probably a while now. I don't really know how long it's been since the musical first came out.
A long time.
20 years?
Yeah,
or more.
At least. Yeah, I think 90s? More than, 90s.
Okay, interesting. I was going to say that that trend that we have seen more and more in movies where they're making the villain, they're like justifying all the crazy things that the villain did.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of like, sometimes it's like off-putting.
Right.
And I know that's a thing recently where it's like, no, can we just have our hero?
Yeah, why do
we
need to know? Sympathetic towards the villain.
Yeah, why do we need to be sympathetic? Because it might ruin my watching of the original movie. Like, now Dorothy killed this woman.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's weird. But that being said, it isn't, even though that's odd, still fascinated. So I think we should put this out there too. We both really like musicals.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are very, very off on musicals. It's like weird. It's like Westerns and musicals always get dumped on. And I've never understood why. Some of the best acting comes through music.
I mean, anyone who says that they don't like musicals and hasn't, I mean, honestly, come on. You know that you like Grease. You know you like West Side Story. There are people out there that love the Rocky Horror Picture Show, just like us. There's Chicago. There's tons of awesome, musicals out there. And you got to at least like one. I mean, come on.
There's one for everybody. So I have no idea why people think, I don't like musicals.
Right.
Usually when people say that, I can talk to them for 5 minutes and find like 10 musicals they love.
Right.
Guys
and Dolls and Willy Wonka.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And it's kind of an odd thing, but we both enjoy musicals. I mean, who doesn't like Little Shop of Horrors? Like, how do you not like that movie?
I know.
So
exactly.
I personally like musicals a lot, and it kind of excites me to go see a musical. You know what? Another thing I love about theater experiences, especially with musicals, it feels like, it always feels to me like it is more of a concert experience than it is
a movie. Yeah.
And I think we saw Dreamgirls, and I remember thinking to myself, and Chicago, I wanted to clap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those odd moments, you see some people clap at the end of a movie and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. No one sees you.
Right.
You know, who are you doing this for?
Yeah.
But I have been tricked where I was so engaged with the performances in a couple musicals where I felt I too had to clap. So I can get that, I get that. So,
I mean, I don't know. There's Moulin Rouge. There's so many good ones. I just can't take it when people say I don't like musicals. Like, come on, there's gotta be one. But anyway, so this movie is a long one.
Yes. Yeah, so
we're going to be tired when we get out of it, but
well, maybe not. Maybe we'll be wide and just wide awake. Like happy.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think I'm going to come out of this probably with a 7.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I think.
I'm hoping. I was thinking a 6, but I think that my hope target always hits 7.
Well, are we going to treat these as two separate films or one film? Because that's going to be
this is a problem with me. These movies that say part 1 and part 2 is becoming more and more common. Like a lot of movies, they pretty much capped. And you could see like Star Wars doesn't say on the poster, I don't think it does it? It only says in the opening title crawl.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it usually just on the opening title crawl, it's episode whatever. That doesn't make sense. Well, it's not like you needed to necessarily see the next one.
True.
The first one ends. Mm-hmm. It's that second one where it's a cliffhanger.
Right.
We've been seeing that recently with Fast X and this Into the Spider-Verse sequel where it just didn't end.
Right.
It just was like, man, we got no more.
Yeah.
So get out.
That kind of upset me.
And it bothers me because you want to see a theater experience that at least closes. Like Two Towers, I think we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Two Towers ends with the Battle of Helm's Deep ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the point. The two towers fight and those end where the middle thread is Frodo going to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there, but you're watching the two things get done that they're right. telling you are going to get done.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yes.
Very. At least there's that. Cause I think those Fast X and the other one there, nothing was finalized.
We cannot discuss this. Yeah. I cannot discuss Fast X or Vin or any of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we might end up having to treat this as one full movie by the end, but we'll have to see how it goes. So let's go do our 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay, but let's go.
I am lost, the great and terrible.
Something bad is happening in Oz.
The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy.
You have no real power.
That's why I need you.
Don't let her get away, this wicked witch.
I'm not afraid. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
And we're back, everybody. We just saw Wicked Part 1 in the theater. Scotty, briefly give me your thoughts on this.
Oh, Joe.
I know your throat's not right, but, you know, do your best.
Oh, Joe. I'm afraid I have to say what I was worried about, and I'm a little on the disappointed side of this thing. Yeah, I was surrounded with a very large crowd of people who thoroughly enjoyed this, and to the point where they told us, well, one couple anyway, said that they saw this twice in this week.
Yeah, this is the second time.
Yeah. That blows my mind. I'm not going to lie to you. At 2 hours and 40 minutes, which I had to look this up on the walk over here. I looked up how long the actual play is. 2 hours and 40 minutes, Joe.
Oh, okay. So the whole entire play is 2 hours and 40 minutes with, I'm sure, a 30-minute intermission.
Which is what our neighbor who saw this twice said. That the first movie is the first act of the play.
Okay.
Before the intermission.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so...
Because you could have cut a lot of this film out.
I agree with you. I was not entirely in love with this film.
It was like a roller coaster.
It was. Let me just give you a couple of pros really quick. I do appreciate the most beautiful set pieces, the most beautiful wardrobe, and the two very beautiful leads. I really appreciated Elphaba.
Yeah, our lead actress was fantastic.
Yeah, she was. I feel like Ariana Grande was adorable, but I think it was a little a little over the top, but she was adorable, but then her character was a little bit unlikable. It was a hard decision to make with her.
It was up and down with her, and she was very funny.
She was very funny.
She milked the screen exactly how she should.
Yeah.
But her character, I do not know how I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel. I'm still, like, we just came out of the theater, and I'm a little bit disoriented because I'm not gonna lie to you though, I didn't feel the 2 hours and 40 minutes. I didn't feel that. It flowed pretty okay for me.
I only recognized it because there was multiple times where a song would break out for no reason, and I felt okay, I can see why this is so long, because they're trying to do every set piece from the musical.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of these were maybe new. I don't really know.
We don't know anything about the musical.
So it's hard for me to tell, but...
Well, we're just judging this by, you know, it being a movie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know how many of these are new, because if these were all in the musical and only in, say, the first hour and 20 minutes of a musical. Wow.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this flows as a movie properly with the songs.
I agree with you. There's some moments. There's one thing that I don't really care much about in some musicals that I've seen is the talk singing. So like it's almost like they can't decide if they want to have a song at that moment or they don't. So they just like kind of talk sing and it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't turn into anything. I didn't mind the songs in this, but I didn't think that they were wonderful. I mean, I didn't enjoy them to the point where like, okay, I'm going to download the soundtrack on my Spotify type deal. I enjoyed the singing and dancing and the set pieces, the costumes, and everything about the character of Elphaba. Elphaba? So, yeah. Am I saying it right?
It's hard Elphaba? To say. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the crazy part. Did you cry?
I did not.
During this at all?
No.
Okay. I started tearing up at one point.
And I feel like I was supposed well to. I feel like I was supposed to cry. But I just didn't. I don't know if I was maybe just, I don't know what happened. I really wasn't.
So yeah, that's.
moved to tears.
It's one of the things about the movie that really shocked me. It was like, at certain points I was like, okay, this is really well done. At other points I was like, yeah. I don't know. And I would say the opening was the first maybe 10, I would say that it started getting good for me. Around the library. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, the library scene.
The library scene, because the guy who is the actor in this movie is very funny.
Yeah.
I actually liked him. I thought the charm was there. And I was like, that's where it was starting to get good. But that first act, I thought, man, this is cheesy.
I felt the cheesiness too. I'm not going to lie. It was, I mean, let's face it, this is not a spoiler. I'm sure everyone who's seen the play or heard about it, Glinda's an asshole. She's straight up an asshole. She is very harsh to Elphaba, and she causes a lot of pain for her. So I guess in the moment where I'm supposed to feel something for her, you know, when she kind of does like a 360, I don't, because I'm still in that mode of like, you're an asshole.
Even the movie seems not to know.
Yeah, it's like I don't know when I was supposed to make that transition into feeling something for her,
because it was instantly back,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I also felt that there are some characters in this movie that were misused. We don't have all of the movie yet, so they might come back. But I also feel like there was a misuse of Jeff Goldblum. I don't feel like he was... When I think Wizard of Oz, I don't feel Jeff Goldblum in that role. I don't. He's not... I don't feel him in it. That's all I can say. But, I mean, otherwise, I'm watching it as a movie. I'm entertained. But there's also, I have a lot of questions too. Like I'm left with some, you know, a lot of questions, things that are unfulfilled for me. Obviously people who have seen the play and understand this and
read the book
or diehard people, they get it. I don't. I mean, I've only seen the Wizard of Oz from 1939. That's all I got. So I do have a lot of questions.
It's weird.
And can I just ask one question? And this is going to sound stupid. Did this girl ever take a bath? Think about it.
Why?
Because isn't she the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, that's so funny. Did they ever mention that?
Well, there is a scene in the movie where she puts an umbrella over her head because it's raining. So she never gets wet.
Are they doing that on purpose? Or is there a spell later put on her?
There might be... I'm just going to go ahead and say there has to be a spell.
I didn't even think of that once in this movie. That's so funny.
I mean, she's the Wicked Witch of the West, and we know what happens to her. So does she never take a bath? Does she never dip her toe in water? Like, what? I really can't wait till the next part, because hopefully they explain this. I'm sure everyone who knows all about Wicked is laughing at me right now, but I was thinking it, because I'm not like a diehard, and I'm not, you know, into...
I just kept thinking, oh, is that thing supposed to be that thing? Is that that tiger cub supposed to be the Cowardly Lion? I kept thinking that during this whole movie. Oh, she has a power of weather? Oh, is that a reference to why, how something else happens?
A twister.
I don't know. I mean, is that going to be references? Like, I don't know, but...
Well, we probably sound like two dopes because, you know, we're not familiar with the book and, not involved in the play and all that stuff. So we're not diehard. So we don't really know what we're talking about right now. So we're just going on a movie that we just watched.
Well, what I was saying, though, before was that at the library, the movie got a little better. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm on board. And then the dance scene happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I like this.
I loved all the dancing.
It connected with me emotionally. Yeah. I really liked it. I teared up. I'm a sucker, though. So, but then it flipped again.
Yes.
And then I was like, where are we going? And then the end, I was like, where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going? I definitely felt that, too. I was flip-flop throughout. That is why, like, I couldn't really get emotional over the scene I was supposed to get emotional during. And you guys will all see, and you probably already know about it. But I just didn't, it didn't hit me. It didn't hit me in my gut or make me feel anything, because I was so, like, I was feeling so many emotions, like, it just anger and disgust and all sorts of other stuff by that time, that I just couldn't get my emotions right.
Sorry, I'm drinking water, if everybody hears.
No, he's got a throat. Yeah, we're going to wrap this up because Scotty's just not.
But I just wanted to say one last thing. In a world where animals are talking, why is a green-faced person so shocking?
Thank you. That is what I was thinking the whole time. They're like gasping because, oh my God, she's green. But there's a fucking talking goat that's a professor. Explain to me.
Yeah,
who's played by Peter Dinklage.
I couldn't unhear it when he started singing.
But yeah. So anyway, we're just going to leave it on. I'll say right now, I don't hate this, and I didn't absolutely love it to bit.
I'm so iffy on this movie.
I'm going to say that there's a really beautiful tone in this. There's a lot of beauty in this.
There's a reason why people like it.
And I think that I'm going to have to base my review here on the things that I saw and not the things that I didn't see. Even though I'm left with a lot of questions, I'm just going to have to take a 6 here. I'll take a 6.
Same.
Yeah. Because I really do have a lot of questions, and I'm hoping that everything for me gets answered in the next half, but we got to wait a year for that shit. So, you know, as a movie right now coming out, I'm going to say it's a 6. It was very entertaining. It was beautiful to look at. My eyeballs were pretty happy with all the gorgeous colors and just you know, all the tone of it. The set pieces were absolutely breathtaking. And we're just going to go with the talent. The talent in this movie is phenomenal. There's a lot of talent here. A lot. The dancers, everybody. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, I just want to say, if I can get this out without choking. the library scene. Watch the teacher or the librarian in every shot in the background.
Yeah, she is.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're gonna go to bed.
He laughs so hard.
It's okay. So you're gonna end on a 6. I'll end on a 6. And
sorry for coughing in your ears, guys.
He's trying. All right, let's get you to bed. Anyway, all right. Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll catch you in the flippity flop.
Are people born wicked, or do they have wickedness thrust upon them?